Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. Details on the International Symposium on Beef Cattle Welfare coming to Kansas State University. Back on that in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
It's a meeting that caught our eye more than a month ago when we first saw the news releases popping up on Kansas State University's International Symposium on Beef Cattle Welfare. It's scheduled for the 19th through the 21st of May on the Kansas State University campus in Manhattan. Dr. Dan Thompson is director of the K-State Beef Cattle Institute. He says it's important for folks from all sectors involved in the beef cattle business to participate in this symposium.
It is the one meeting that I'm aware of that brings all the groups together to get on the same page and understand the issues at hand with beef cattle welfare and to put aside some of the myths that are out there about our industry.
Dr. Thompson says that an emergency preparedness session slated for the first day of the symposium will focus on cattle handling during emergencies with hands-on demonstrations. They'll start getting into issues on that Thursday.
We've really broken it down into three parts. The first part is going to be communication and the communication about animal welfare and telling the truth and being transparent because our consumer has questions. The second group is regulators. And the last one I don't like to get into too much, but it's working with our politicians. Being able to educate and talk directly and be proactive with our administration and politicians, I think, is vitally important.
It's a veritable who's who within the beef cattle industry that'll be on the program at this International Symposium on Beef Cattle Welfare. You start with the lady who truly is the queen when it comes to beef cattle welfare in this country, internationally known, Temple Granlin. She'll be on the program a couple of times. Dr. Bob Smith from Stillwater, Oklahoma, is going to be on the program. Of course, he has, along with some other vets, his own private veterinary consulting practice, works with feedlots all around the country. Ron Gill from Texas A&M is going to be on the program. Guy Lonergan from West Texas A&M. You've got D. Griffin, University of Nebraska, of course, originally from the state of Oklahoma, worked at one time with Hitch Feedlots. All in all, a great program lined up. If you can't be there in person, they've also got a video conference option.
We are offering this as live streaming video into your computer for $100 on the registration, and some groups are putting together larger groups and sharing the cost, and we have a group rate of $500 for groups of five or more.
For more information on this conference, you can go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the calendar button, and you can get more details. You need have a walk-up registration right there, and we're going to be covering this meeting for you later on in the week from Manhattan. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, J&J Cattle Company is having a dispersal sale Friday evening, May 21st and Saturday, May 22nd at the ranch near Orlando, Oklahoma, selling 128 lots plus a special embryo and semen auction at 7:30 p.m. Friday night. The dispersal sale at 12 noon Saturday will include registered Angus spring pairs, fall-born heifer calves, and spring yearlings. You can see the catalog online at jnjcattle.com or call for more information, 580-455-2256. J&J Cattle Dispersal Sale, May 21st and 22nd at the ranch. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.